different itinerary.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
Yes, I have. It's become to my attention that I have been charged $49 and change just yesterday and last month from this phone number, and I did not authorize it.
All right, what's your zip code?
07921.
First and last name?
Maria Pascal.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
50 Encampment Drive, Bedminster, New Jersey, 07921.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. It looks like here it's showing that last month, do you recall taking a survey to pick out a gift as a Dyson vacuum through a contest entry?
Yes, but I then denied that. Then I realized that it was not a gift.
I said, what do you mean?
I think I actually denied it when I realized the delivery was exorbitant.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what happened, but it went through. That's why you have that charge of the $49.89.
Why do I have it two times?
Because it's what you signed it for. It's a reoccurring monthly charge for the meal planning app subscription.
That needs to be canceled. I already spoke with my bank. They said I needed to reach out to you first. Otherwise, it would go under dispute, and they would charge you back because I know that I did not agree to be charged $50 a month.
All right. Did you read the terms and conditions when you put your information in?
Listen, are you going to credit me, or should I call the bank? I'm not going to waste any more time on this.
I'm just going to get it canceled out for you. Give me 1 second.
$50 a month, they're out of their fucking mind. They get away with this all the time.
All right, so when you get it canceled out, you can check your email for your cancellation going forward.
And I will have $100 credit.
No, ma'am.
Just
get the subscription canceled out.
You're refunding me the two charges of $49 and change, though, as well.
No, ma'am. These are valid charges. You need to go back.
No, they're not valid charges because I have not used your service and I did not agree to the service.
I do apologize for that.
All right, can I talk to a supervisor, please?
Right.
There's no one available. You can call back in an hour.
Such bullshit.